After I was ordained a priest by Archbishop Vlasny at the Cathedral of the Sacred Heart in Winona, now almost 28 years ago, I returned to my hometown of Austin, Minnesota, where I grew up, in order to offer a Mass of Thanksgiving at my home parish of Queen of Angels. Queen of Angels was the parish where I was baptized, where I received my first Holy Communion and the Sacrament of Confirmation. It's where I attended Mass every Sunday morning with my family. It's where I served Mass on Sundays and many times before school during the week. It's where I served for almost every funeral Mass when I was in junior high. Queen of Angels is where I attended Catholic grade school for 9 years, from kindergarten through eighth grade. And it's where I worked on the weekends. It's where I mowed the lawn, washed windows, and painted in the summer. And so, as is the custom, it was fitting that I should offer my very first Mass at Queen of Angels Parish. I was ordained a priest on a Tuesday. I had my first Mass of Thanksgiving on a Wednesday. And then for my very first weekend as a priest, I offered all the weekend Masses and preached the homily at my home parish. I had to preach my first sermon as a priest to my parents, to my family, and to my Catholic grade school teachers, who were all sitting in the front row, ready to take notes. I had to preach my very first sermon to all the parishioners who knew me as a little boy and who continue, even to this very day, to call me by the diminutive form of my baptismal name. I remember getting up to the pulpit, where I had read many times for grade school Masses, thinking about today's gospel. The eyes of all in the congregation looked intently at him. What was this hometown boy going to say? I hope you can see that my experience as a young skinny priest gives me a little teeny tiny idea of what it might have been like for Jesus in today's gospel. After Jesus had been baptized by St. John the Baptist in the Jordan River, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in the form of a dove, Jesus was led by the same Holy Spirit into the desert for 40 days and 40 nights. After his 40-day retreat in the desert, the power of the Holy Spirit led him back to his hometown of Nazareth, where he had grown up. He went to the synagogue in Nazareth, where Jesus and his parents went every single Sabbath to pray and hear the scriptures read out loud. Everyone in the synagogue knew Jesus very well. They watched him grow up for 30 years. The attendant handed Jesus the scroll of the Old Testament prophet Isaiah. And he rolled it all the way down to almost the end of the scroll. The scroll of Isaiah is the longest scroll of the Old Testament, right? There's 66 chapters. And so Jesus rolled it all the way down, almost to the end, to chapter 61, verses 1 and 2. And then he read, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor, to proclaim liberty to captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord." When Jesus finished reading this passage, he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down, and the eyes of all in the synagogue looked intently at him. What was this hometown boy going to say? Last Sunday, we reflected on our Lord's very first miracle at the wedding feast of Cana. Today, Jesus preaches his very first sermon in his hometown synagogue. And the people in the synagogue that Sabbath were the ones God picked to hear those glorious words, today this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing. Of all the passages in Isaiah that Jesus could have picked that referred to himself, and there are many, right? Jesus picked the passage from Isaiah chapter 61 that makes reference to the Jewish Jubilee year to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord. There is no mistaking that this passage refers to the Jewish Jubilee year. In ancient Israel, a jubilee was celebrated every 50 years. Every 50 years. During the jubilee year, the Old Testament says that land and property had to be returned to its original family owner. The land, the soil, had to lie fallow. Even the land had to rest in a jubilee year. They couldn't plant anything or work the land. They had to trust completely in God's providence. If you had slaves, everyone had to be set free. And if you had a debt, it was canceled. In today's language, if you owed money to the bank or still had car or house payments, in the jubilee year, the balance sheet would be marked zero, paid in full. Now you see, by reading this passage from Isaiah, Jesus is saying, weep, 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 the jubilee year has begun. Because Jesus brings good news to the poor, to the lowly, to the hungry, to the blind, to the sick. Just think of how many times Jesus heals people in the gospel. Jesus brings freedom to those held captives to sin. Just think about how many times Jesus says to someone, your sins are forgiven. Release of captives, release, the Greek word aphesis is the word that St. Luke always uses in the gospel to mean forgiveness, release of sins. So it's kind of an understatement to say that Jesus picked the perfect passage for his first sermon. Jesus is saying, weep, 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 now that I'm here, the real jubilee year can begin. A year acceptable to the Lord has arrived. Jesus says, I will release Israel from its captivity to sin and Satan. I will cancel their debt owed to the Father. And we know that our Lord will pay the price for our sins with his precious blood on the cross. Because of this sacrifice, our balance with God will be zero. We don't owe him anything. We will be paid in full by the blood of the Lamb. He brings true freedom to everyone. And by canceling our debt and setting us free from our captivity to sin and Satan, Jesus restores to us our ancestral land, the heritage of the land that was promised us, the land of heaven. As many of you know, on Christmas Eve, Pope Francis opened the holy door at St. Peter's Basilica in Rome and inaugurated the Jubilee Year 2025. Right now, 2025 is a year acceptable to the Lord. The next Mass in Spanish, the phrase is El Año de Gracia del Señor. El Año de Gracia del Señor. A year of grace from the Lord. I love that phrase. A year of grace from the Lord. Wouldn't it be glorious that during this year of grace from the Lord, if every family in our parish would commit themselves once again to coming to Sunday Mass every Sunday, just like the Holy Family did, Sabbath after Sabbath after Sabbath, or like the assembly of men, women, and children did in today's first reading from the Old Testament prophet Nehemiah. They were so moved to tears by hearing God's word from daybreak until midday. Wouldn't that be glorious? Wouldn't it be glorious that during this year of favor from the Lord, if every single person in our parishes would experience what the second graders are going to experience for the first time exactly 1 month from today? The unconditional love and mercy of God in the sacrament of penance when they confess their sins for the first time. Wouldn't it be glorious during this year of grace and favor from the Lord if we would cancel the debt that we owe to a friend and we would say to them in the Jubilee year, you don't owe me anything now. Your balance with me is zero. Consider it paid in full. Wouldn't it be glorious if we would return the things we've borrowed from other people and give them back to their rightful owner in the Jubilee year? Wouldn't it be glorious if we could forgive, release that family member who has hurt us so deeply? Wouldn't it be glorious? Every time we do these things and more, today's scripture passage is fulfilled. And this Jubilee year will truly be a year acceptable to the Lord.